Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Otto Loos.
Still going, John.
And we're actually having a wonderful conversation with Abby Stokes, who is the author of Is This Thing On? A Friendly Guide to Everything Digital for Newbies, Technophobes, and the Kicking and Screaming. And Abby can be accessed, if that's the proper way, at askabbystokes.com, which is askabbystokes.com. And that same typing would go into Facebook, that you could friend Abby's Facebook page. We're talking about how to use the computer with Abby and different things, but those that feel confident enough or comfortable enough shopping this time of year, I do want to touch on that a little bit in reference to the scams and how people can wind up getting in trouble by not knowing enough and then trying to buy something online.
Yes. So we have to be super cautious. Although I will say this, when you're using your credit card online, there are a couple of options that you have. But remember, you know, when we talk about scams like identity theft and things like that, that isn't really about your credit card. That's about your social security number, which is what you want to guard and not carry on you and not put into an email and not send onto a website. But your credit card, the good news is, if somehow you get onto a nefarious site and they, you know, your credit card gets exploited, you don't have to pay any of the fees for that. So just be sure you look at your bill every month and be sure those charges are your charges. Because if there's a charge on there that isn't your charge because somebody did get a hold of your card, which could be a busboy in a restaurant, it doesn't need to be a website that you're visiting, you want to notify your credit card company and then you're not responsible. If you're nervous about using your credit card, you could always designate a specific credit card that you use online where you're able to actually deposit money into that account so there's a maximum for how much the credit card could be billed. So you could put $500 towards a credit card or $200 towards a credit card, and you know it'll never exceed that amount. So you're actually controlling the flow of what your credit limit is with the card. So that's the first thing is that, you know, I want to sort of make people aware of that you're actually in control of the credit card situation more than you think you are.
One of the things that I have done that you're probably going to bring up, I would think, is you can set up alerts also with credit cards that, like with America, I maybe should use a brand, but I almost said it, so I might as well say it, with American Express, you can set up an alert that says if there's a transaction without the card present, I want you to notify me either with a text message or an email. Or if it's over a certain dollar amount, you should notify me in either case, again, so that you can be right on top of any finanigans or shenanigans that's going on by setting up these alerts, which you can do fairly easily, really.
That's a great idea. And I think the other thing is, especially, you know, listen, if you're comfortable shopping online, go forth. If you're not comfortable shopping online or somehow it gives you the heebie-jeebies and you've never really liked doing it, let's just start with the premise that there are brick-and-mortar stores in your neighborhood that are suffering because people are shopping online. So if it's convenient and you'd rather not shop online, good for you because that's what your neighborhood needs. But if you do, if you are comfortable shopping online but you're new to it, start shopping with well-known stores. If you go to Saks Fifth Avenue, go to Saks Fifth Avenue's website. If L.L. Bean is a catalog that you like to order from regularly, go to L.L. Bean's website rather than venturing forth on a website that's not known to you. Get your feet wet and comfortable with websites that are basically mirroring places that you normally shop at.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. The other most important thing when you're shopping online, this is a little tip that I tell people. So you've gone to a website, you know, Saks Fifth Avenue, Nordstrom's, whatever it is, a place you're familiar with, and you're about to put in your credit card information. I want you to, before you get to that page, start to notice when you look up in the website address box, after you've typed in Nordstrom's.com, you'll notice that actually the language up in that website address box changes. And the very first thing that appears before what you type are the letters H, T, HTTP with a colon and two backslashes. It used to be, I don't know if you guys remember this, 1,000 years ago, basically, you had to type that in when you typed in a website originally. It stands for Hypertext Transfer Protocol, which, thank goodness, we don't need to know. But that automatically appears now on websites after you've typed in and you've moved around. When you get to the page where you're about to put in your credit card information, I want you to look back up in that website address box. And I want you to look for those letters, HTTP. And on the page where you're about to put in your credit card information, there should now be an S after the P. It should be HTTPS. That S indicates that the person who owns that website had the designer encrypt that page because you're about to put in sensitive information, your credit card information. That, think of that S as safe, or the S for safety or the S for security. If there's not an S after the HTTP, take a moment and ask yourself if you really want to put in your credit card information, because it means that page has not been given the extra security encryption so that it would be harder for somebody to break into that information. So that's the best tip I can give. Yes?
That's tremendous tip. That's huge. I never heard of that. That's tremendous.
Is there also like a little lock that comes up on the...
Yes, exactly right. Not on all websites, but sometimes when you're looking at the page and you're shopping, you'll notice in the bottom corner, it's usually on the right corner, it may not always be, there's a little open lock. It's open until you get to the page where you're putting in sensitive information, and then that lock closes. And so that indicates to you, to the best of their ability, the designers of this website have put in security so that when you're putting in something as sensitive as your credit card information, they've made that page as secure as it can be. And, you know, in a general way, I think we talked about this once before, you know, your apartment is secure. You've locked the door. Your home is secure. You've locked the windows and you've locked the door. Can somebody break in? Of course they can. Does it happen very often? No, it really doesn't. So I want people to be cautious but not paranoid, and I want you to do whatever is within your comfort level. But that S is something. From now on, take a look up and see if you see that S when you're on a page with credit card information. It'll make you feel much, much better when you see it.
Right. And I think what you just said, Abby, is so important. Not everybody's trying to steal your money. Not every online thing is a scam. But you owe it to yourself, as you said about your house. You close the doors, you close the windows. You know, 99% of the time, nothing's going to happen to your house. Once in a while, something's going to happen to somebody. It doesn't mean they didn't do the proper things, but it's silly to go out and leave your doors and your windows wide open. And that's what you're basically saying about the computer.
Exactly. And when you're shopping online, the one thing that I do as a security measure, because we hear about these websites being hacked into, I don't let any website store my credit card information. When you type in your credit card information, be sure to scroll down a little bit more on the page, and you'll probably see some sort of a sentence that says, let us store your credit card or store your credit card for future purchases, and there's probably already a check inside that box. That means they've made the choice for you that they want to store your credit card information. All you need to do is click on that little check, and the check goes away. And that means you have opted to not have them store your credit card information. Obviously, it's convenient if it's a website you go to regularly to shop at for them to have your credit card, but I'd rather take the time and put my credit card in, because if you don't have them store it, it means that when that website is hacked, they don't have your credit card information sitting in one place for the hacker to find.
Okay.
There's another little checkbox that comes in down there, which is not really a scam, but if you want to prevent getting a lot of extra emails, there's usually a little box that says, do you want to receive promotional materials or advertising or whatever from us and other people? It could be worded differently, I think, on a lot of different websites. But,
right, and deactivate that.
Yeah, you want to deactivate that, because otherwise you're going to be inundated in time with lots of stuff.
Right. Abby, I just want to go back to the credit card thing. I'm sorry. Like, I have Easy Pass for the tolls. So they have your card because they constantly take it. And then I have Newsday. So once a month, I don't know how often they charge me for Newsday, whatever it is. Once a month it is, okay. Those you have to give them the card, though.
Those you have to give them the card. But when I shop at Neiman Marcus, online, and I'm only going to use them once this year, why would I let them store my credit card?
Okay, fine.
Yeah. No, some places need to because they're doing a regular charge on it, and listen, the odds are not in favor of your credit card being jeopardized. But if I were thinking of Target, I don't mean the store Target, I mean Targets where hackers are going to go. Hackers are going to go, if you're going to rob a bank, you're not going to rob a little teeny bank in a little teeny town that doesn't have a lot of money. You're going to rob a big bank with lots of money because it's basically the same jail time either way.
Right, I agree with you. Okay.
So if I were hacking a site to get credit cards, I'm going to go to a site where it's likely that lots of people have stored their credit cards.
It's going to be worth your while.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. It's interesting, when we're shopping online, the same rules apply. If you receive an email that says something about, your password's been compromised, click here, or your bank account has been compromised, click here, I always say never click on the link inside the email. Instead, go to your bank's website or go to your email's website and look for support. In the case of receiving an email that's trying to sell you something, don't click on the link inside the email for the website where you're going to buy something because it could be that it's a fake email. And it's going to lead you to a website that looks like a shopping website, but that is there just to get your credit card information. Instead, if you get an email that's advertising some great product at some website, go to the website yourself rather than clicking on the link inside the email so that you know it's like getting into your car and driving to the destination yourself. We want you to take control of your journey on the internet and make sure that you are consciously going to the website you think you're going to.
Yeah, some of those emails look like they come from the bank or whoever. They look very official, but they really are nothing more than a scheme to catch your username and password.
Well, exactly. And if you get an email like that, the first thing, if it looks like it comes from your bank or it looks like you're coming from your email service, before you do anything, move your mouse up onto where the name is. It says, who it's from. Just move your mouse up there, and what will happen is the actual email address of who sent it appears as opposed to the name they've chosen, and you will probably see that email address has nothing to do with your bank or nothing to do with your email service. And that's the first moment where you're like, huh, my instincts were right. I questioned this, and I was good to question it because it didn't actually come from my bank.
And I agree 100%. Everybody out here, when you get an email, never open up something that's in the email unless you know who it's coming from. Because you also get a virus, too. So there's all different games that are played. When I see that, I was the victim of it years ago. It messed up the computer. My kid said, Dad, if you don't know who the person is, why open it up?
Right.
I don't open up anything. I don't know you. I delete it.
The same way you wouldn't open up the door to your home at midnight to somebody you don't know.
Good point.
Always think of it that way. So back to shopping, though, I want to be sure that people enjoy themselves with shopping. So we want to be sure that if you want to do it, go to known websites, be cautious with, what email address you put in having them store the credit card. And when you're on the website, if you see an 800 number at any point, write it down until the product has arrived, because sometimes it's so easy to see that 800 number when you initiate your relationship with the website, and then when you want to return something, suddenly you can't find the 800 number anywhere. So when you jot down that 800 number and print out the receipt for your purchase so that you have all that information should it not arrive or should you want to return it.
I never thought about this until this very moment. You talked about, like, my wife likes to shop brick and mortar. I like to shop Amazon. And the bottom line really comes down to, I think, is if you have a specific item you know you want to get, then it's great to go online. You can go in and find out where you can buy the whatever pen or whatever you want. But then when it comes down to certain clothing or shoes or whatever, you may want to see them. I never really thought about it that way. There are definitely breaks in terms of when you might shop online and when you might not.
And listen, if you want to support local stores, but online is cheaper, if you've got the nerve to do it, I have gone online and seen prices that were less and gone into my local store and said, even if it's Staples, go in and say, I found this product online for $5 less. Can you meet the price? and ask for the manager. And it, that means you're able to support your local stores, but you're able to get the same benefit of those online prices from those big bulk
I agree
websites.
With you 100%, and that's being very fair. Unfortunately, we're out of time already. Abby, this was absolutely wonderful, as always, and I wish you a great holiday season. And we'll be on. You'll be back again in next year.
I would love to, and happy holidays to all your listeners.
Thank you. You've been listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.